I'm just looking over some of the emails and feedback I've got over the years as a Lord of the Rings location guide.
Yeah.
And I think it's a shame that one comment should be the end of my job.
Scott here at Wellington Rover Tools again. Sorry. She's definitely given us the wrong number. Okay, sorry about that. Cheers, bye-bye.
Have you ever read the feedback that I've sent
you? I have. It is a shame. You know, I have read it, and I do know that you are good at what you do.
Yeah. So,
it's the problem is that the one time where it really mattered, you didn't do it right, and it negates everything you've done up to that point.
All 10 years of being a tour guide.
All 10 years.
And that you don't think that a formal warning is enough?
You offered me your resignation.
Well, I'm not sure if I want to now.
Well,
because I had to think of it overnight, and I think that really, in a situation like that, that you should really have a three strikes and you're out policy rather than.
Okay.
Because that's what I'd do. If I was an employer and someone had been an exemplary performer, for a long period of time.
Put yourself in my position. I've got a guy who is involved with an organisation that is effectively at odds with my organisation.
Me?
Mm.
And why am I at odds with your organisation?
The whole Actors' Equity Union and all of that employment hoorah that went on between the Actors' Equity Union and the Hobbit,
yeah,
right, is something that's happened completely outside of my company, completely outside of my agreement and my employment agreement with you, and it is affecting your ability to perform your role for me.
Once?
No, continuous. And it always will.
What do you mean continuously?
You are the vice president of a company that will be protesting anything that Peter Jackson does.
But you can't ask me to not work for you because of that, because of my position in a union.
No. Well, yes, I can. Because the union that you're involved in is nothing to do with the employment that you have here.
But if I keep them separate.
But it's not separate, that's the problem.
But that was just the one.
But it's not one time. Separate. See, this is the problem. See, it's not separate. It's not separate. The organisation that you have an involvement with is not separate from your role here. It is directly involved.
But I have kept it separate for the last 2 years.
Yeah, but the one time it mattered, you didn't.
And that's just one time, and I admit it was a mistake.
And
I can't be forgiven for that after an exemplary 10 years as a Lord of the Rings guy.
You may have been Lord of the Rings guy for 10 years, but not for me. So your employment history with me is a year.
But you took on Flat Earth, and that.
Yes and no. I bought the brand name. I didn't take the company.
No, but you did take me on because you thought that I was probably good enough.
But you're not employed by Flat Earth anymore.
Oh, yeah, understand. Yeah. All right, that's just semantics as far as I'm concerned.
Right, well.
But that's why I said, okay, this is the first time you've got a complaint about me, and you're saying that it's untenable for me to carry on as a Lord of the Rings guide.
Yep. Because I can't trust you. I can't trust that you're not going to do it again.
Even if I give you an absolute assurance that that will never happen
again. As far as I was concerned, that's what I already had from you.
And it's so one striking you out.
It is a situation that I don't believe can be resolved by any form of training or any form of normal employment disciplinary action, right? You've made a mistake that means that I can no longer trust you, or I no longer have confidence that you won't be able, that you won't do it again.
Even if I give you an assurance that it won't happen.
Again.
I am a professional.
I already had that assurance, extolling
the virtues of Peter Jackson.
I already had that assurance. And that's not what you did. Is it?
At one time.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. If that's the way you feel. And so, if I don't offer my resignation, what will you be forced to do?
Well, essentially, I am. If you don't offer me your resignation, I will be. I will have to go and talk to a lawyer, because I need to find out exactly. As far as I can tell, it is in matters that can't be resolved like that.
Yeah.
Then I basically am forced into a position where I have to keep you employed, but I can't give you any work.
Yeah.
So, I can no longer offer you full-time employment.
Yeah.
In your contract, there is no minimum number of work hours that I have to give you. So, essentially, you'll still be employed here without me giving you any work, because I have nothing for you to do.
And simply because you can't trust me.
How is it going to look if you do it again? I mean, what's going to happen?
Then you'd have every right to go to a lawyer and say, I'm legally entitled to fire this shit. I told him not to do it. He did it once. I said, I'll give you another chance. He did it again. He's gone.
What if I'm in a position where, by giving you that another chance, and another chance, essentially you do it again, and it makes it even worse. There's also the fact that the organisation that you're involved with, to me, is untenable. From my company perspective, I am disgusted with what the Activision Union did,
and what
their position is.
Right.
It affects me. It affects my business. Yep. I don't believe what they did was right.
Right.
And it's not something I want my company or anyone involved in my company to be involved with.
Yes, but you can't.
But I can.
You can't set me aside because I belong to that.
But I can. You see, this is the point.
You can't do that.
I can. You can.
That's a basic human right to be a member of a union.
No, it's not. It's not at all. Not at all. It is your right to be a member of a trade union as a tour guide. But that's not what you are. You're a member of another union that's got nothing to do with
your right. There is no union for tour guides.
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
Is there what's it called?
It's the... I can't remember. There's actually a couple of them. There's New Zealand Guides, which is essentially a union. And there's another one that
covers, I thought they were a country club.
No, and there's another one that covers hospitality stuff. It's mainly aimed at hoteliers.
And have you encouraged your employees to become members?
I don't have to encourage you to become a member of the union.
Oh, okay.
Not at all. I'm not allowed to discourage you from being a member of a union, which is not what I have done. I've never done that.
No?
No.
But you're saying if I'm a member of Actors Equity, I can't work for you?
Yeah. You can't. How can you? You've got a membership of a union over here.
Well, why didn't you fire me when I first arrived?
Because I had assurance from you that it wouldn't be a problem. And it now is a problem.
Because of that one comment?
Because of that one comment.
what am I meant to do here, mate? What am I meant to do? I've got, on one hand, I've got you, who I know is a great guide, and I know you do your job very, very well. And on the other hand, you're involved with an organisation that is completely at odds with what I do. So what am I meant to do here?
And what about the pressure from Tourism New Zealand? Do you think that it's harming you, that I'm working for you?
Yes, I do.
Because Tourism New Zealand disapprove?
It will be something that's always in the back of their mind. And it will be like the driver yesterday for transit,
yeah.
Right? I'm going to ring Sharon,
yeah,
and I'm going to tell them, don't ever send that driver to any of my tours ever again. Right?
Yeah.
And it's always something that I'll have in the back of my head now. When I go and get a bus from transit,
yeah,
and the driver is not Hank,
yeah,
I'm always going to be worried about who it is.
Yeah.
And what their dealings with the public are going to be like.
Sure.
Always something, and it's going to be there forever.
So every time TNZ rings up and says, we've got a job for you, Scott, not Todd.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I saw your problem yesterday, but overnight I thought, you know, I belong to a union, and you may disagree with that union,
yeah,
but legally you can't say that I can't work for you because I belong to a union.
Yes, no, you're right. What I can insist on is you leaving that union, and I can insist on that.
Insist on leaving the actors union to work for you.
Yeah.
But you already think the damage is done, don't you?
The damage has been done, yeah.
So you would never... So that's not really something that...
Would you consider it?
And you'd take me on full time again?
Would you consider it?
I would consider it. And I'll talk about it. I'd have to think about it overnight, though.
I need to... my dealings with the unions have always been direct association. The people that I'm dealing with are directly associated with the industry that I deal in.
Right? Yeah.
This is a little bit new for me. My understanding of it, though, is that if your union... If you belong to a union that isn't got anything to do with your current employment, then it's essentially your current employment takes precedence. So
you take precedence over actors' equity in this situation.
As far as I'm aware, could be wrong, which is why I'm not saying anything definitively now. I believe that because I am your full-time employer, I can insist that you leave that union.
Right. And join an appropriate union.
What you do beyond that, if you want to join a union that represents...
Sounds a bit strange to me. I don't know the ins and outs, but it sounds...
Yeah.
I've never heard of an employer asking someone to leave a union, and then...
This is the thing, see, because normally 99% of the laws are based around the fact that the union you belong to is involved with the company that you work for.
Yeah.
In this case, it's not. The union that you're involved with has absolutely nothing to do with the tourism industry.
Yeah.
It's not a tourism union.
Right.
Right. So...
That's why I've never had a problem working with
right. You. Yeah, right. So, my understanding is that it comes under the Employment Relations Act, where anything that you do in your personal life that's deemed to affect your professional life, your employer has a say over.
Right.
So that's where I believe it sits.
Right.
You're doing something in your life outside of your employment here that is affecting your employment here.
Right.
I can then therefore insist that you change this or no longer employ you.
Right.
Okay. I don't know that that's fully the case, and that's why I mean, if you're not going
to
offer me your resignation...
Sounds a bit strange to me, but if you believe...
Why would that be strange?
Then I'll look... Well, I don't know a lot about employment law.
Why would that be strange? Why would it be strange, though?
It just seems strange that someone...
If I'm sitting here and employing you to... Yeah. Mm.